Blog Talk yes. Radio.
Yes, hello. Good evening. This is Mary Armstrong, sitting in for Deacon Armstrong this evening, and we're glad to be your host. We thank God for allowing us to be here, and we just thank God for just being able to sit in for him. And we just love the Lord, and we hope there will be something said that can encourage you to continue to walk with the Lord, because we love the Lord this evening, and we just want to do what's pleasing in his sight, because we know that he is able to see us through whatever comes our way, and we just trust in him to take us through this evening. And we want to say that the views, opinions, and expressions on the Crown Top and Drum Radio Network or solemnly those of the host, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talk and Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. Now, we want to have prayer at this time. Most holy and always God, we thank you for this opportunity to call on your name tonight. We know, God, that you know all things, and you knew that we were going to be hosting the show tonight. And we ask that you lead, God, and direct our path. Help me to decrease, and you increase in me. Help me to be led by your spirit and not my own mind. Because, God, we realize that you're in charge of everything that goes on. We ask you just to remember God and just touch his body. And we ask you to touch everyone that's on the line tonight, Lord, and help this podcast to be a blessing to everyone that's on tonight, God. And help us, God, to just be led by your spirit, God. Help us, God, to just be a light in this dark and evil world. We ask you to bless the ones that's going through situations that they don't seem to be able to handle, because we're living in a terrible time. Now, the world's turned upside down. But even though so much tragedy is happening, we know that this is your world. And whatever your will is, that's what's going to be done. Open the hearts of the people, God, and let something be said that would encourage and strengthen your people. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to be coming to you tonight from Jude. The Epistle of Jude tonight is just one chapter, and we hope something will be said to encourage your heart tonight as well as my own. Praise God. It says, the first verse, to Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father in Jesus Christ and called, said sanctified by God the Father and Jesus Christ and called. Sanctified means set apart. Preserved means to be kept. You that know how mothers used to preserve, if you ever ate preserves, there's something that they put in a jar, and when you open it, something that's real sweet, preserved, praise God, preserved in Jesus Christ and called, praise God, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. And it said, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, praise God, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. But it's needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Look what he's saying. Salvation means complete deliverance. Deliverance from what? Complete deliverance from sin. Praise God. Adam disobeyed God in the garden, and ate of the fruit, the forbidden fruit that separated us from God, that separated us from fellowship from God. Sin separated us from God. When he disobeyed God, God told him that you can eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree that's in the midst of the garden, the tree of good and evil, you should not eat of it, because the day that you eat of it, thou shalt surely die. And that was you shall surely spiritually die. And the day he ate of that tree, he and Eve spiritually died. Not physically, but they spiritually died. And that caused every child after that to be born into sin. And Adam and Eve spiritually died. They were disconnected from God. So that's what happened. But that, and then what, listen what it says. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Okay, it takes us up here. It takes us to 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 1 and 2. 1 Peter, the first chapter, 1 and 2. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace is an unmerited favor, something we don't deserve and we didn't earn it. We didn't earn it. Grace and peace be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. According, I'm going to read the verse through. According to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Look at God. Look at God. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to where we was reading. Let's go back to where we was reading it in Jude. Praise our God. But Jude wants, he's telling us something. He's telling us something. Praise God. So we know salvation is complete deliverance. And then the fourth verse said, for there are certain men crept in unaware who were before of old ordained in this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God unto lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And lasciviousness means lustful sexual desires. And you know that don't come from God. That's what lasciviousness means. For I will therefore put you in remembrance, praise God, though we once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. Angels kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. He hath reserved an everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And we know that Satan, the devil, he wasn't Satan then, he was Lucifer. He was in heaven And he got himself, he got so much pride built in him that he wanted to get himself above God. And God, they kicked him out of heaven. And a third part of the angels, it was said, went with him. So they in everlasting chains, the angels, until that great day. So then let's go over here to verse 8, going down to verse 8. Likewise, also these filthy planners, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men persons in admiration because of their advantage. 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last days. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, that's where I want to go. This is where I want to go. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles by our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly love. These be they who separate themselves sensually, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now let's go to Ephesians 6:10. Let's go to Ephesians 6:18. We're going to be opening up the mics, but I just want to read some stuff before we open up the mics. Ephesians 6, but let's read, let's start up here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Now this is in Ephesians. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Let's go, and let's read. Come on now, follow me now. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:4. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For our weapons are not carnal. But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing, and exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now listen, when we were coming up, and I know things change as we go along, but God's word don't change, saints. God's word don't change. And when we were coming up, the saints back then, they lived holy. And a lot of the old saints that we knew, they done passed on. But what they told us, they lived what they told us. And they told us what they believed. They dressed holy. And they lived what they confessed. But nowadays, people don't dress
the way they used to dress. They told us how we should dress, and we didn't ask questions. We dressed according to what they said. I'm not talking about wearing dresses down to your feet. You don't have to wear dresses down to your feet. But we're supposed to dress as holiness. We're supposed to dress as becoming saints. You should wear dresses below your knees. You should wear dresses that don't show your cleavage. You should wear dresses that don't show all up under your arms. You should dress according as becoming saints. That's just the way you should dress as a holy woman, a holy saint. That's how you should dress. You shouldn't dress like still out in the world. When you're going to the grocery store, when you out going anywhere, you should look like you're saved. That's just the way you should look. You shouldn't look just like the sinner person. If it's a sinner woman out there and a sinner and a woman going to church, you don't supposed to look just like the sinner person. It should be a difference. Because saved and unsaved, it's a difference. I don't supposed to dress just like the sinner person. And I know if it's somebody on the line, they may not agree. But it's a difference in saved and unsaved. It's a difference in clean and unclean. The Word will clean you up. The Word of God will clean you up. You don't supposed to look like the world looks. We don't dress like the world dress. We don't talk like the world talk. Praise God. It's a difference between saved and unsaved. What do you get saved from? If I done this when I was a sinner, why am I still doing it when I get saved? It's a difference between saved and unsaved. And you're supposed to come out from among those that are not saved. You're supposed to be changed. Praise God. If you're going to be the same way when you say, I done changed, God came into my life, and I'm still looking the same way I looked when I said I was a sinner, well, how do a person know that I've changed? If I'm still talking the same way that I was when I was a sinner, well, what is the difference? Where is the change at? So I'm going to open the mic, and if someone has something to say, I want you to feel free to say it. And if it's some Christians on the line, I want you to feel free to say something too, because we want to have a conversation. We want to have a conversation. So we want to be helpers one of another. Praise God. So if anyone's on the line, feel free.
Sister Mary, praise the Lord. I tell you.
Praise the Lord.
I tell you. Honestly, thank you for saying all that. Because honestly, there has to be a difference. Because there has to be a difference in the world and the church. The Lord says you got to be different.
Yes, it's a difference.
All these clothes that they're making now. Oh, wow, I tell you, honestly, I'm not for the dresses above the knees. I'm not for any of that. I've always wore my dresses all the way down to my calf. The biggest part of my calf or down to my ankles, because I had to make sure that I was holy, that I was going to be holy, and I was living holy, that I was going to be an example.
Praise God. We're supposed to be an example. We're supposed to be an example. Praise God. And I go to church to praise God. And if I want to praise God, I don't want nothing showing that shouldn't show. I want to be able to praise God and enjoy Jesus and not somebody have to be pulling my clothes down, because I want to be able to rejoice in God. That's me.
Yes, ma'am.
And I was taught that supposed to go to church with your underarm showing and all that. That's the way we was taught. you know. But now a lot of people's not being taught, so they come any kind of way. And, you know, some people, you can't tell them nothing, and they not been taught. But we was taught when we was coming to church. They taught us how to dress. And a lot of them, they not taught that you wear stockings now. The church, they come bare-legged and all that. But we was taught how to dress. That's how we were taught.
Yes, we were.
We were taught that way. And I'm thankful that that was the old-time way. But, you know, now they don't work. They don't come that way. They don't dress that way now. And it's because a lot of them not being taught, and a lot of them don't want you to tell them. But it's just the right way. It's the right way. And you can offend some if you will tell them. But, I mean, we were taught, and we didn't ask questions, you know. But it's a way
to... Well, we have respect.
And we respected them for telling us, too. We didn't ask why or how come or whatever. We just took what they told us. That's what it
well,
was.
Well, see, the difference
so
is... The difference now... Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's fine. You go ahead.
The difference now is... These people are not raising their kids to have any respect for nobody, for them and nobody else.
That's right. They're not raising the children to have respect for the elderly people. They're not raising. And then some preachers don't want you to tell their members nothing either. They don't want you to tell
exactly.
But the mother's supposed to tell the young ones how to dress. The word tells you that.
Uh-huh.
The word tells, the mother's supposed to tell the young ones. That's in the word. Now, that is in the word.
Yes, it
but
is.
You tell them in love. You're supposed to tell them in love. Yeah. So, but that's just the way it's supposed to be. And that's the word. That's the word, you know. So...
Yes,
anyone else got anything they'd like to say? Anyone else on the line? But we're supposed to be teachers one of another, and the Word of God tells us to, you know, because I want to make it in. I want to make it in. I don't want to offend nobody, but if the truth hurts, it'll help you if you listen. The truth will help you. The truth will make you free if you listen. It will make you free. Okay, we're going to read a little more. We're going to read a little more. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. And that's what we have to do. We have to put on the whole armor of God. And then in 2 Corinthians 10, it tells us the sixth verse says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, when your obedience is fulfilled, we have to have obedient spirit. We can't rebel against the truth. We have to have an obedient spirit. It says casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we have to have an obedient spirit to the knowledge of God. Praise God. We have to have an obedient spirit to his word. We can't be disobedient to what the word say. We have to be obedient to God's word. because his word is true. And when we disobey, we can't grow in being disobedient. We have to be obedient to God's word. And when we obedient, God is going to bless us according to his word. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand. And stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, it tells us. So all that we need is in the word, but we have to be willing to obey what the word tells us. Is anyone else that got anything to say on the line this time? Praise our God. Praise our God. It tells us to go to Isaiah 11:5. Let's go to Isaiah 11:5. And righteousness, girdle his loins, and faithfulness, the girdle of his reins. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Ephesians 6:14. Praise our God. Praise our God. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We have to have faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And we have to have that faith, because faith without works is dead. We have to have working faith. Faith without works is dead. We have to have working faith. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We have to take the word of God. That's why we have to know the word for ourselves. Because if we don't know the word for ourselves, the devil would trick us up. We need to know the word for ourselves. That's why we have to read that word and get it in our heart. We have to get it down in our heart and live by that word. Praise God. Be doers of the word, not just hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word. Love the Lord thy God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. And if we love our neighbor as ourselves, we won't do nothing to hurt our neighbor. And who is our neighbor?
Amen.
Everyone we're in contact with. Everyone. Praise our God. Praise God, to open the mics are open. Praise our God. So if we love our neighbors, I say, if we won't hurt, we won't do nothing to hurt our neighbor, because we're not going to deliberately hurt ourselves. Praise God. Praise God. Praise our God. The word of God. Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all spirits, saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Praise our God. Praise God. Praise God. So if we always do the will of God and pray for one another, we'll make the journey. Because we can't make it by ourselves. We cannot make the journey by ourselves. Praise God, praise God. Praise our God, praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Anyone else have anything to say? praise our God. Because we on a journey. We on a journey. And we have to continue to seek God's face daily. Because we can't make it by ourselves. We cannot
Amen.
Make this journey ourselves. We need each other. We need one another. We can't make it by ourselves. That's why we have to pray for one another. And it says, First Thessalonians 5:8 said, but let us while the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Praise our God. We got hope today in Christ Jesus. Praise our God, we got hope today. Praise God, because he's coming back for us one day. And when he's coming back, without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. And we have to be ready to go back with him. We can't be getting ready. We have to be ready to go back with him. Praise our God. Because he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such blemish. Praise our God. When he left, he said, coming back. And the disciples were standing there looking up, and the angel said, why standing here gazing up the same way you see him go up? He's coming back. And like me.
Amen.
He's
yes.
coming back. He's coming.
Yes,
we don't
he
know
is.
When, but he's coming back for his people. When God, the Father, tell him to come back, he's coming back. Praise our God. And the word of God
Praise
says
God.
The dead in Christ is going to rise first, and we that are alive will be caught up to meet him in the air. And says, so
Amen.
Shall we ever be with the Lord to comfort one another with these words. Praise God, because we got hope tonight in his coming back. Praise God,
yes.
praise God. We do, we got hope. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell you, we got hope. Praise our God.
Yes,
praise
yes.
our God. And Sister God has continued to strengthen you. He's continued
oh,
to
yes,
bless
ma'am.
You.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And I thank for you. I thank God for you. You just continue to look up and continue to give him praise because he's still blessing you. He is. He is. And that's wonderful.
Oh, yes.
That's wonderful for what he has done. Look how far he's brought you. Praise our God. He's just that
Amen.
Kind of God. Oh,
yes,
glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
He is. He's God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
he's
you, Lord.
Thank God. So Jude is telling us to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. That's what he's telling
oh, yes.
us. Praise our God. God is a good God. And we
oh,
have
yes,
to continue to pray. Because so much is going on. So much, many people are suffering. All this flooding and all this happening in the world. People are suffering. And God is speaking. And through all this, I
yes,
hope they
is.
See that those that are not saved, that they will see that God is speaking. And I hope those that are not saved, that will cause them to call on the Lord and be saved. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yes.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Houses is going where the those that are on hillsides is going down into the, just caving down. Just, Lord, it's just so much going on. Blood is just taking
yes,
the breath away and all that. But God is still in charge. He is still in
yes,
charge.
Yes, he is.
This is his world. And he knows what's happening. Lightning's destruct this apartment house and called it on fire. But God is still in charge. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, he is.
He knows what he's doing. Lord, have mercy. But we just have to pray. We just have to pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Praise our God. But he's a mighty God. He's a merciful God. But he's also
a God of wrath.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. But God is God. He's still God. He is still God.
Yes, he is.
And he is Satan's boss man. He is Satan's boss man. Satan can do no more than God allow him to do. Lord, have mercy. But we give thanks to God tonight. We give thanks to him tonight for his grace, his mercy, and his love. We praise him tonight.
Oh, yes.
For all he has done.
Hallelujah.
And what he's going to do. Praise our God.
Yes,
praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, we
thank
yes,
you, Lord.
We do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we give
Hallelujah.
You praise tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you. Oh, yes, we do, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. Oh, there's
none
like you,
Lord. Lord.
Oh, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you
thank
right
you, Lord.
Now, Lord. You are mighty God. You are mighty God. You are mighty God. Oh, precious Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Oh, we thank you
thank
right
you,
now
Lord.
For the podcast. Thank
Lord.
Lord. For the podcast, Lord. We thank you for the ones on the line, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we help with something said that can encourage somebody, Lord, to walk according to your will, Lord Jesus, because we know you're coming back like you said you would, Jesus, and we have to be ready to go back with you, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
your word don't change. Your word is settled in heaven, Lord. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for being long-suffering, Lord, because we have loved ones that have the ark of safety, God, and we want them to come in before it's everlasting too late. Oh, God, remember the homeless tonight, Lord. Remember those that don't even have a bed to lay in, God. Remember those, God, that's out on the streets, God. Oh, God, remember them tonight, Lord, the young men and the young women, Lord. They don't even have a home to go to, Lord. Remember tonight, Lord. God, remember the ones in the hospitals, the ones in the nursing homes, God. The ones in the jailhouses, God. Remember tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Remember the
yes,
ones locked up in the prison, God. That's been locked up for life, God. Oh, God, they may be locked up behind prison doors, but, Lord, all they have to do is repent, and they can be free in their soul. They have souls that need to be saved. Oh, God, have mercy tonight, Lord. Oh, God, remember those that's lost homes, God. Remember, God, those that have lost loved ones, God, through the floodings, God. Those, God, that have lost their homes through fires or whatever, God, that's been devastated, God. God, just have mercy on them tonight, God. You know all about them, God. We realize, God, that tragedy has happened, God, but you still, God, and there's nothing that happens in this world that you don't know about. But, God, we asking you, God, just touch the souls of the people. Just give them a repentant heart. Help them to sway to you, God. Help them not to have a hard heart, but look to you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to repent of their sins. Excuse me, Lord. Help them to repent of their sins. Oh, God, and say they're sorry. We have loved ones that don't know you tonight, and we want them to be saved. Have mercy, Lord. Please have mercy. We know you able tonight, and we know, God, that you have your number. You know those that are yet to come in. Just have mercy, Lord, tonight. Have mercy.
Yes,
help
God.
Us just look to you, God. Help us to look to you, God. Because we know, God, that you are in charge. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray tonight. Mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Oh, God, in your precious name, we thank you for your word tonight. Because your word is true, and your word is already settled in hell. Oh, God, we ask you to bless Deacon Armstrong tonight. Bless him, Father. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord, for what you're going to do. We ask you just to bless your people as a whole. Help us to stand firm, God, and be led by your spirit. And help us, God, to ever praise and worship your name. We ask in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Bless
and
you, honey.
Shalom to everyone. Thank you, sweetheart. You have a blessed night.
Shalom,
my sweetie. Shalom.
You too, my darling. Shalom.